producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to call in, 877-317-6432. We're trying to get a hold of Bob. While we try to get a hold of Bob, I'll allow me to entertain you. This coming from a letter to the editor about AB 1014, which was signed into law in California by the Moonbeam himself. And he points out something that is quite apparent, because in California, given the already numerous prohibitions on gun ownership by various categories of people, such as those convicted of a felony or individuals admitted to a mental health facility because they posed a real danger to themselves, this new law that they've got is going to apply only to the lawful gun owner. They already have gun confiscation squads going about, and if you've had some minor transgression and it meets their criteria, they'll take every gun you've got and every gun everybody else has got in the house, because that is constructive possession. The writer of this points out that this was a direct result of the Santa Barbara shooting, Isla Vista. And they think that this could have been prevented had this been in place. But it wouldn't have been prevented had it been in place if you sent the same sheriff's deputies to see him, because they liked him. They thought he was quite a polite young man. Now, one of the things that everybody's wondering about that mulls over the Santa Barbara thing is whether or not the family members and the mental health professionals knew that he had guns. That's a big question. I don't know if anybody's asked them that. So that's the thing. You got to know somebody has guns in order for this to work, because they didn't point it out and the cops didn't check it on the way. They just heard he'd been putting up YouTube videos. They didn't even check those. So this particular new law, written as a direct response to this particular incident, wouldn't have had any effect on him because they didn't know he had guns. The law allows family members, law enforcement, or medical professionals to seek the restraining order. It's going to, you know, how often do you run across a cop? How often do you see a medical professional? So it's going to be the family member that's going to do this the most. Once it's issued, it will prevent the subject of the order from possessing or obtaining a firearm or ammunition for 21 days. That will not stop him from getting a gun. That only works in California. California has lots of laws. Okay, I'm giving out. I must be giving out the wrong number. Let me try one more thing. He's probably sitting around saying, how come Frady hasn't called me? Let's try this. Try that. I don't know what I gave you last time. Let me look at what I gave you last time. I must have given you the... Yeah, I did! Try that. I did. I'm trying to wear my glasses, and that doesn't work out too well. Maybe we'll get Bob now. If the restraining order is granted in this case, then the person receiving it has to give up everything he's got. in the way of firearms and ammo. He can request a hearing after the fact, and then he has to prove that he isn't. This is going to cost California hundreds of thousands of dollars, and there's going to be ongoing costs to law enforcement agencies to seize and retain and track all of these guns. It's not going to stop anything. And there are people in California that realize that, and they're crying shenanigans, as they should, because it's just another lie. We'll do this. We'll step all over your rights. We're going to create a whole new category of crime. Crime you haven't committed yet, but you could. And then we're going to take action. We are going to take action. Now, in the little bit of time we have remaining, because I finally gave out the right phone number, even though I called it hundreds of times now, we're now joined from BearingArms.com by Bob Owens. Bob, we're late, and it's purely my fault.
You forgot my phone number, Bill?
No, I was trying to do the show with my new glasses on, and they're lined bifocals, and I'm reading numbers that aren't actually in those shapes. So it's all my fault.
I was going to say, because we talked what?
Last night. Well, we talked yesterday. Yeah, we talked yesterday. So I knew the number because I'd called you successfully a couple times this week. First things first, I owe you an apology. Now, Bob was going to be on the show today anyway, but Jan Morgan was supposed to be on the show yesterday, and Bob wrote a really good article on her little move to ban Muslims in her gun shop, and called it basically a grandstanding stunt. But me, I wanted to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, so I asked Jan to come on the show. Then Bob's going to follow up on this, and we're going to discuss this. And, of course, Jan stands me up, and she's taken her website down once or twice. And guess what? It turns out to be a grandstanding stunt. So, Bob, I owe you one. The first cup of coffee will be on me when we eventually meet.
I like coffee. That'll work.
I would have said scotch, but I don't know if you drink it. So, anyway.
I can be convinced from time to time.
One of the things about this, we got about 2 minutes left. So one of the things about this, I really expected this to get picked up on the national airwaves, and I saw it spread across the gun blogosphere like wildfire. This has sort of sputtered out, hasn't it?
It has, and like you, I was a little surprised that it did. I was waiting for the national media to jump on it as an example of Islamophobia. Those bigoted rednecks, are after to deny a minority their rights is what I was expecting. But I guess that was kind of a hard sell just a day or so after a guy sold somebody's head off.
Yeah, that would be sort of tough. That particular incident has sort of thrown one of their other nuggets out there about guns in the workplace, but that's all beside the point. I don't know. After the show yesterday, I tried to call that shop repeatedly and never got her on the phone. And I know that you talked to her earlier this week.
I did.
Nobody's taking calls. How do you run a business, an indoor range, and not take calls?
I'm assuming she must have just been overwhelmed with walk-in traffic, either that or she's sitting there quizzing people on the Quran when they walk through the door and doesn't have time to answer the phone.
That's the biggest question I had. How do you know who the Muslims are?
It's a tough ask because, I've worked with them in the past. I have friends that are Muslims. One of my fellow Appleseed instructors is a Muslim of Iranian descent. And, a lot of these guys, you can't tell by looking at them. They come in every size, shape, color, imaginable. So.
If you don't read BearingArms.com, there's two political websites, townhall.com and Daily Caller, that both have offshoots. By far, the Town Hall offshoot, BearingArms.com, is the best. Go check them out. We'll be right back. More Bob Owens when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest from BearingArms.com is the editor, the main writer, the chief cook, and bottle washer, Bob Owens. Bob, your new story today that you've got up there is based upon partially based upon an experience that I don't have. When you were at the NRA convention, you decided to go to a Moms Demand Action meeting, didn't you?
I did. It was quite interesting. For those of you who don't know, Moms Demand Action is one of Michael Bloomberg's gun control experiments. I believe this is his third gun control group that he's tried to launch in the past decade. And the woman who leads it is from Zionsville, which is just outside of Indianapolis and is ultra white and ultra rich. And so Shannon Watts was really offended at the NRA annual convention being virtually in her backyard in Indianapolis. She organized this massive national rally against the NRA annual meeting that was occurring there. And so, yeah, I got wind of this. I figured I'd go down and see this confrontation.
Let me ask you a quick question regarding Massive. What was the attendance at the NRA convention?
Well, I was able to get I went. The NRA was, I believe, 72,000.
And the Massive Moms Demand Action counter rally.
Well, first I had to find it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a confrontation. And
right.
I eventually found them about 45 minutes later after I started searching at more than a mile away. And there was a grand total, including Shannon Watts' bodyguards, limo drivers, and the media, which made up probably 20% of the crowd, of 156 people. And that includes the speakers, security, because Shannon brings her, she doesn't want you to have guns, but she's got her own bodyguards and armored SUV.
Right. Do they have an armored SUV there?
They did.
Wow.
Michael Bloomberg very, very nicely provided her with an armored SUV with, still had the nice New York plates on it.
Very nice. Now, you make a point in this article you wrote, and I never had thought about it this way. But it has a lot of cred with me. I'm one of my favorite groups when I was growing up was Alice in Chains, but because Layne Staley couldn't control himself, he killed himself with drugs. And you see this a lot. I mean, River Phoenix, that young sensational actor, killed himself with drugs. Celebrities, and you highlight Sarah Silverman, but celebrities have a real tough time with impulse control, don't they?
A lot of them really seem to, more than other subgroups and professions in society, entertainers, comedians especially, seem to usually have a lot of severe psychological trauma of one form or another. Unfortunately, Robin Williams just committed suicide. Wonderful actor, has long battled depression. Jim Carrey has battled depression most of his life. There's a lot of mental illness and mental instability among entertainers, whether they're comedians, musicians, actors. And I think you see so much of their support of gun control based in their own rationalization that everybody else is just as unstable as I am and has just as poor impulse control as I have. And if that's the case, none of these people should be armed because they're, everybody I know is crazy and shouldn't have a gun. And therefore, everybody's crazy and shouldn't have a gun.
The little clip that you've got up of Sarah Silverman, she's talking to somebody on Saturday Night Live about stabbing not yet Senator Al Franken in the head with a pencil. Did that really happen?
It actually happened, and she described the process. Saturday Night Live, they'll sit there and they'll have their writers' meeting to determine what the show's content's going to be. And they were sitting around a table, and Silverman picked up a pencil and just looked at Franken's, what she called a Jufro, very curly hair, and thought it'd be funny to try to stick the pencil through his hair. And just impulsively picked up a very sharp pencil off the table and swung at his head and stabbed him in the temple. And then as he's screaming because he's just been stabbed in the skull,
with a pencil,
laughing maniacally. And this is This is not somebody putting this on her. This is Silverman, in her own words, admitting this in a very dry, matter-of-fact tone, and she wondered why she was not invited back for the following season of the show.
Was she
These
not?
These are not normal people. They do not think normal thoughts, yet they think everybody else is as crazy as they are.
And I guess when you gun control, I guess for somebody like that, is just a natural progression to lean that way. I mean, how many actors are actually pro-gun and for everybody pro-gun? I know of Tom Selleck, maybe to a certain degree, Bruce Willis.
I mean, Tom Selleck is a gun sight grad. He is a fellow gun sight grad. Yes,
okay.
Tom Selleck. Bruce Willis is definitely pro-gun.
Ice-T is
pro-gun, but he's just more very libertarian in general,
right?
In his views, there are a number of them who are pro-gun. Katie Sackhoff, I believe, is who was current. Who was on Longmire, which was just canceled for no explicable reason.
Yes, I've joined the protest about that. I got to have Longmire.
Yeah, it's quite interesting that the ones who are pro-gun also tend to be the actors who are most even-keeled and do not have the drug and alcohol scandals.
Yeah.
Interesting how, and they're not the ones getting in fights on the street and doing drugs. It's interesting how all that kind of works together.
Just sort of weaves itself into one little mesh, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about another libertarian who will be joining me on the show Monday. We're going to talk about Cody Wilson and his, and once again, Bob points out some things that are very valid and everything else, but we're going to talk about that when we get back. BearingArms.com, that's all it is, BearingArms.com. Bob is the quickest, he is the fastest, and his choice of things that he picks to write or that some of his colleagues pick to write, they nail it. They nail it exactly. When you hear me talking, a lot of times I'm laying all over Bob Owens on BearingArms.com. I'm just covering what he's covering. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
To ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
From the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Bob, in the chat room, we're now joined by Hickok45, because I actually pay him to make sure I do the show sober. And he's finally shown up to make sure I'm doing it on the up and up. Cody Wilson, Defense Distributed. He made big headlines last year with the 3D printable gun, which all Cody wasn't trying to print a gun that worked. He wanted to show that he could do it and just do a proof of concept. And Charles Schumer was going into conniptions, and Feinstein, and everybody out there was going into conniptions, and he shook. Well, basically, he distilled the whole notion of gun control as a whole as actually being possible. And now he's decided to create another ruckus. What do you think of that?
Cody is a master when it comes to finding the deepest and darkest fears of gun controllers in the government. And then turning around and making those fears come to life in what is to them their worst possible ways. The whole plastic gun thing has been floating around in their back of their tiny little minds since, Glock came about in the 80s with the polymer frame. Oh my God, plastic guns will get them through everywhere. Then you had, John Malkovich, as the assassin in the line of fire with the wooden ceramic gun or plastic gun, shooting ceramic bullets. So they're completely freaked out about that. So what was Cody's answer to that? A polymer printed plastic gun. The only metal in it is the bullet you know, the cartridge itself, and then a roofing nail used as a firing pin. He turns around. California State Senator Kevin DeLeon makes a complete idiot out of himself, talking about 30 caliber clips and just, you know, stringing together terms he doesn't know how to use correctly, about ghost guns, you know, that humans can make firearms in their homes and that are unregulated. Would probably freak him out to know that we've been doing that without the government's interference since, you know, Jamestown in the 1600s. We can make guns without a bureaucrat standing right there quite well, thank you. So Cody's latest response is to create a little, I believe, about 1 foot square CNC machine that you can, you know, he's touting it as a way to finish AR-15 lower receivers, 80% receivers,
right,
which are unregulated. You can buy them anywhere. And it can do that. And it can do a lot more than that. Theoretically, if you've got the correct program, you can start with any block of metal and carve it into a receiver for any firearm, not just an AR-15, but, you know, other things. And he did this just to point out that you can pass laws all day long, but we're always going to be a step ahead of you. You can't stop the signal. And well, so,
you watched Firefly, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Serenity. You saw Serenity.
I have.
Now, the other thing you point out is that you, while he's put that machine out there, I mean, right now in Australia, where they don't have guns, right, and gun crime is exploding, a lot of these guys that have a little machining knowledge are a lot of these criminals are fabricating guns that function, and they're confiscating them every time they catch them, but they're catching fabricated guns. And you point out that somebody with a little bit of machining knowledge and a hand drill or a drill press can do this quite easily. And but you know, you're pointing out that he's just doing it just to poke the bear. I will tell you this. I know this on good. Cody's going to develop a 3D printer that will print the 80% lower to a 30 caliber gun that will fire its clip in a half a second, and then he's going to use the ghost gunner to carve it out.
That sounds awesome.
I like it myself.
I mean, it's really funny when you see guys like Cody tweak idiots like Kevin DeLeon. Because, you know, as we say, you could take an $80 drill press that you pick up at Harbor Freight, which is just a local, you know, it's a chain of tool stores, get a jig and work on lower receivers to your heart's content. I took an AK build class with Rifle Dynamics this summer.
Right.
And
brag about it.
Hey, it was an awesome experience. If you ever get a chance to do it. We used about $600 worth of very basic tools and dies, you can create a factory to churn out high-end, high-quality $1,000 AKs out of parts kits. It does not take much. All it takes is know-how. And you know, this guy, you know, DeLeon's freaking out about one thing, but you can make anybody with a little bit of equipment and a little bit of skill can make a firearm. Super Bowl Sunday 2 years ago, where everybody else was doing pregame, I was shooting a handmade 50 caliber sniper rifle at more than 800 yards, where every single part of the gun, down to the screws, the barrel, the buttstock, everything, were made by a machinist in his garage. You cannot outlaw firearms. Stop trying, because when you force people to a position where they have to make their own guns,
they'll all be unregulated.
They'll all be unregulated, and it's a heck of a lot easier to manufacture a submachine gun, a fully automatic weapon, than it is a, you know, a hunting rifle or a precision firearm. So, you know, if you look at, in South Africa, if you look in Pakistan, where guys in their little caves are making AKs and other hodgepodge guns that function perfectly well. You know, if you push us too far, you're just going to get something a lot worse than you could have ever imagined.
One interesting development with Cody is that Cody has struck up a relationship with Dimitri Karras at Ares Armor.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see both Dimitri trying to carry and sell the Ghost Gunner and at the same time selling a package of 80% lowers and fire controls to Cody to package with the Ghost Gunner to sell. And that's just me musing out loud. They don't have those plans yet, but I mean, with those two guys meeting up, there's no telling where that goes.
Yeah, and you know, and they can easily do that, and who knows? We may not, that conversation may have already taken place, Bill. We just may not have been in on it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing that I expect to see. I'll tell you what I expect to see with Cody. I expect to see the AR-15 manufacturing industry come down on him hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to be one of those things where they're not going to like this.
Maybe. I know a few people on the manufacturing side of things. And what has always amazed me about the folks that I have met on the manufacturing side is while they're competitors on one side, they're also a very friendly, open family on the other. They've got the same interest in liberty, the same interest in firearms, and they tend to help one another. Yes, they're going to be competitors in the marketplace, but time and again, you know, I've seen them help one another as well. So, yeah, there may not be all that competition. Yeah, they may.
We'll see. I hope you're right. I know Jim Fuller puts on that class. He's sort of robbing himself when he puts on that AK build class. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. One more time on the firing line on a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com, where you can meet both of us as soon as we get the address, because we will be attending the Hickok 45 Tactical Pumpkin Shooting Class. Now we've sort of established that celebrities, Bob, have this tendency to be impulsive and not able to control themselves. What do you attribute the followers of Moms Demand Action in their Facebook and Twitter feeds? What do you attribute their wholesale attitude towards just killing law-abiding people exercising their rights just because they think that's the thing to do?
It's you know, and you're talking about swatting, which
swatting.
Is the swatting, for those of you not familiar with the term, is the practice of calling law enforcement and reporting somebody committing a violent crime, usually in progress, usually, you know, with fatalities, with firearms. And their goal is to get the police to roll in hot and heavy with everything they've got, guns drawn, expecting to run across somebody with a firearm.
Sort of like they did in Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Exactly. John Crawford III was at a Walmart holding a gun that had been opened a BB gun that somebody had opened several days before, had been sitting out on the shelf. He picked it up in the sporting goods section, began walking around the store with it while he was talking on the phone to the mother of his children, and was engaged in a conversation with her, and stopped down at the end of one aisle, was holding this BB gun pointed at the floor, talking to this lady. Well, this guy swatted him. He called 911, reported that this guy had a real firearm, that he had loaded the magazine
with bullets,
and that he was pointing the firearm at people. And what was interesting is once they synced up the 911 call to the actual in-store video of what happened, when he said that he was pointing a gun at people, the gun, there were people on the aisle who just didn't care that this guy had a gun.
Yeah, most people noticed that.
Because it was pointed at the ground, and he was not pointing it at anyone. And sadly, the lady of, you know, there were three people. There was a teenage boy, a younger girl, and a woman. When the cops came around the corner several minutes later, they shot Crawford virtually on sight. Ended up killing him. The lady with the two children was supposed to get married just a few days out. In the ensuing panic after the shots were fired, she had a heart attack and died right there in the store. And so there's two senseless deaths over this guy calling 911 and grossly exaggerating what happened. And it remains to be seen whether, you know, the family, Crawford's family, is thinking about filing a civil case against him as a result. And it remains to be seen. And there's a lot of calls for the swatter, Ronald Ritchie, to be brought up on criminal charges.
He's already walked back some of the stuff he said about that. Some of the claims he made, he's already walked some of that back.
Exactly. After the attorney general for the state showed him where he, you know, basically lied, all of a sudden he talks to The Guardian, which is a UK publication, walks back a great deal of what he said, then he's been radio silent ever since, probably on the advice of attorneys.
I've seen where the FBI is talking about going after these guys that are doing the swatting, and it doesn't seem to dissuade any of the Moms Demand followers. Doesn't it sort of strike you that the Moms Demand leadership doesn't step in there and say, hey, you know, we're trying to walk back the violence. Let's not advocate some more.
I have sent Twitter messages directly to Shannon Watts, the head of Moms Demand Action, and to the Moms Demand Twitter account saying, are you guys going to make any statement against this practice? And they've remained mute. They will not say a word. And on their Facebook pages, while they diligently scrub every possible pro-gun, gun rights comment, they have not scraped the comments that note, yes, John Crawford was murdered by somebody swatting him, and hey, why don't we emulate and, you know, or continue to propagate this kind of behavior? Moms Demand followers sit there and like those comments all day long, saying, if you see a guy with a gun, call the cops. Tell him he's committing an armed robbery. Try to get him killed.
Well, I mean, by the way, is that picture that you've got on your website of the guy on the checkout lane, is that Dean Weingarten?
I do not know who that is. That is a gentleman in Arizona.
I think that's Dean Weingarten.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he wrote, that's where that picture came from. He wrote sort of an article along the same lines, and what they're basically advocating is killing people who are following the law. I mean,
that's exactly what they're advocating.
What happens to you if you write that article and I actually think it's a good one and I run with it and I do it? What happens to me if I start, you know, whenever you see a gun grabber out there trying to contravene your rights, just shoot them? You know, how would that be taken by certain parties? Wouldn't we get visited by law enforcement?
You would think so. I mean, you're promoting, you're advocating a committing criminal acts, you know, calling in a false police, on the minimum, calling in a false 911 call is a misdemeanor at the bare minimum. If you get somebody killed as a result of your false 911 call, depending on how laws are written in various states, you know, it could be that a false call like that, where you're intentionally trying to get somebody shot, could be a felony. And if that is the case, then you become eligible for the felony murder rule, which states you can be put to death for that. And, you know, maybe it's going to take putting a gun control supporter on death row for getting somebody killed to get Shannon Watts and Moms Demand to finally rein in their followers, because they certainly don't want to seem or they certainly don't seem to want to listen to reason.
I noticed that in some of the comments on that page that some of the followers of Moms Demand Action actually talk about shooting these open carriers themselves.
They do.
It just makes me wonder, are they carrying guns?
I don't suspect that most of them are. I believe it's probably hyperbole, because the consistent theme that runs through most of Moms Demand supporters is most of them are extremely poorly educated about firearms, and they have very irrational fears about things they don't understand. So I strongly doubt any of them actually have guns. They're very fearful people. And they have this, they view guns almost as inanimate, as a talisman, some sort of inanimate object that can turn you evil. It's a very tribal mindset from a very uneducated people. So I really doubt they have guns.
Well, we know Bloomberg and Watts understand the utility of them. They just don't think citizens. But we could talk about that forever, and it's never going to change. You and I are just looking for the next outrage, I guess. Tell everybody how they can find what Bob Owens does.
Absolutely. You can go on the web at BearingArms.com, and that's BearingArms.com. You can find us off of the townhall.com website. We're a link at the top right of the page. In the masthead there, there's a link. And if you go out on Facebook, look for Second Amendment Supporters page, which is our Facebook page. And we've got 1.5 million likes and followers right now, and we'd love to grow that community as well.
Some of the stuff at Bearing Arms actually penetrates and gets on the townhall.com webpage. It is just that quick and concise. And I like that. So thank you very much for joining me today. We will be in touch. You stay safe. And that is the week for us, folks. We will do this again on Monday. We'll be joined by Cody Wilson. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.